Randy Epping is an international financial expert and author of The Beginner's Guide to the World Economy. How will this free trade zone work? Is it modeled after the European Union?
Actually, the free trade area of the Americas is fortunately not modeled after the European Union. The European Union, unfortunately, is marked by the decision to erect common external tariffs, which basically means that they have removed the barriers to trade between the countries of the European Union, but have gone ahead and erected barriers to trade from other parts of the world. I would tend to say that the free trade area of the Americas is more based on the NAFTA model, which says let's just remove barriers between the countries of this free trade megazone and not erect any barriers to trade with other parts of the world.
How likely is the creation of the free trade zone by 2005, given some disagreements among countries that were represented in Quebec?
It's going to be tough. I think the biggest job will be convincing a reluctant electorate. I just returned from Brazil. It was very interesting to be there at the same time as the free trade area of the Americas discussions were going on. The Brazilian electorate, like the American electorate, feels that there is a lot to be lost by any free trade agreement. Brazil, like America, has tended to be the big player, the big fish in the pond, certainly in the southern part of Latin America. And they tend to feel that the United States will try to exploit the free trade of the Americas to move in and take over a lot of markets that currently belong to Brazilian companies. The interesting thing is that a free trade agreement basically is nothing more than a tax reduction scheme. What does it mean? It means that you're removing tariffs. Tariffs are nothing more than taxes. The idea of tariffs basically is just that the government takes a percentage of the value of any good imported into a country.
Why is the president pushing so hard on this issue? What does the U.S. stand to gain?
Actually, the United States stands to gain the most. The interesting thing is that most people tend to see these free trade agreements as a zero-sum game. They tend to think that if one country wins, the other country loses. In fact, that's not true. Every country stands to gain. There are a few small losers. The protected industries in the United States, for example, the steel industry, which does have high barriers, would stand to lose slightly. The problem is that there are enormous amounts of the economy that stand to win greatly. If you have cheaper steel coming in, you can make cars for less, you can make elevators for less, you can make refrigerators for less, and then you can sell those on the world markets. So instead of protecting a few small industries, a free trade agreement basically opens up the economy for consumers and companies to win.
The president faces opposition on the free trade zone. What does he have to do to convince the Congress to go along?
It's going to be tough. Politicians don't listen to what economists say. They listen to what the electorate says. Obviously, their job is to be elected. So what that means is if you have an economically illiterate electorate, you're going to have a Congress that's going to act as if they're economically illiterate. I think the important thing is to educate the American public and to say to tell them basically what the advantages of free trade are, and to somehow help them understand that free trade doesn't mean that you will lose across the board. Basically, free trade is good for everyone.
Randy Epping is an international financial expert and author of The Beginner's Guide to the World Economy.